Now, when we look at the fact that man is a spirit which has a mind and a body, and when we describe man in that fashion, then it becomes extremely simple to understand what his difficulties would be. His difficulties would be basically with his body or with his mind. And we say, well, now then, there obviously then would be difficulties with him as a being, a spiritual being. This is, but in view of the fact that he has to think that he can get in a trap, has to get the idea that he can be endangered before he can be endangered, it is sort of like the United States government. The United States government can only be sued if it gives you its permission. You have to have the permission of the government in order to sue it. In other words, you have to have a permission. The Thetan has to give permission to be trapped before he can be trapped. Therefore, he is relatively easily untrapped. And the moment he is untrapped, he gives birth to all sorts of interesting phenomena, which we know as the exteriorization phenomena. And all of this phenomena is quite easily demonstrated. I even constructed a meter once that I could make somebody be on one side of and be on the other side of, and it would read differently, and he'd approach it, and it'd go clang, and he'd go away from it. Made out a little tuning tube that was manufactured in Great Britain, a very, very sensitive tube and an antenna. And a thetan actually does have an electrical field. Most people know that living things do have an electrical field around them, but nobody had ever measured it before, independent of energy, ridges, bodies, such combinations as that. In other words, you expect that to get an electrical reading on a human being, he has to walk over and put his hand on something. This is not true. You exteriorize him, put him near a little antenna, and he gets a read. Quite amazing. Therefore, thought and electricity and other universe phenomena are quite well, you might say, entangled and confused. And we get to the fourth thing on which a man has reality, but Homo sapiens had no reality on this thing, and we can just abandon it if we're describing Homo sapiens, and that's the material universe. He had no reality on the material universe. I mean, just none. I mean, I couldn't say that more straightly. You get an idea of this if you just run some locational processing on somebody, grab somebody off the street, run some locational processing on him. He all of a sudden notices there are walls and floors and ceilings. You say, but he knew this all the time. I don't know that he did. He takes an automobile out on Sunday and kills himself dead, and that's what we're talking about.